Sleeping Beauty. Once upon a time, there was a queen who had a beautiful baby daughter. So proud and excited was the queen at the birth of her child that she asked every fairy in the kingdom to the christening, but unfortunately forgot to invite one of them, who was a bit of a witch as well. The fairy witch came anyway, but as she passed the baby's cradle, she said,
"When you are 16, you will injure yourself with a spindle and die."
"Oh, no," screamed the queen in horror. A good fairy standing nearby quickly chanted a magic spell to change the curse. If she did hurt herself, rather than die, the girl would now fall into a very deep sleep. The years went by. The little princess grew and became the most beautiful girl in the whole kingdom. Her mother, never forgetting the curse, was always very careful to keep her away from spindles. But on her 16th birthday, as the princess wandered through the castle, she came into a room where an old servant was spinning. "What are you doing?" she asked the servant.
"I'm spinning. Haven't you seen a spindle before?"
"No, let me see it." The servant lifted the spindle and handed it to the princess, who, as she grabbed it, pricked herself with its needle, and with a sigh, dropped to the floor. The terrified old woman hurried to tell the queen. Beside herself with anguish, the queen did her best to awaken her daughter, but in vain. The court doctors were called. The wizards were called, but there was nothing they could do. The girl could not be awakened from her deep sleep. The good fairy, who managed to avoid the worst of the curse, came too, and the queen said to her,
"When will my daughter waken?"
"I don't know," the fairy admitted sadly.
"In a year's time? 10 years or 20?
The queen went on. "Maybe in 100 years' time. Who knows?" said the fairy.
"Oh, what would make her waken?"
asked the queen, weeping. "Love," replied the fairy. "If a man pure of heart were to fall in love with her, that would bring her back to life."
"How can a man fall in love with a sleeping girl?"
sobbed the queen. And so heartbroken was she that a few days later she died. The sleeping princess was taken to her room and laid on the bed surrounded by garlands of flowers. She was so beautiful, with a sweet face, not like those of the dead, but pink, like those who are sleeping peacefully. The good fairy said to herself, "When she wakens, who is she going to see around her? Strange faces and people she doesn't know? I can never let that happen. It would be too painful for this unfortunate girl." So the fairy cast a spell, and everyone that lived in the castle, soldiers, ministers, guards, servants, ladies, pages, cooks, maids, and knights, all fell into a deep sleep, wherever they were at that very moment. "Now," thought the fairy, "when the princess wakes up, they too will awaken, and life will go on from there." And so she left the castle, now wrapped in silence. Not a sound was to be heard. Nothing moved except for the clocks, but when they too ran down, they stopped, and time stopped with them. Not even the faintest rustle was to be heard, only the wind whistling round the turrets. Not a single voice, only the cry of birds. The years sped past. In the castle grounds, the trees grew tall. The bushes became thick and straggling. The grass invaded the courtyards, and the creepers spread up the walls. In 100 years, a dense forest grew up. Now it so happened that a prince arrived in these parts. He was the son of a king in a country close by. Young, handsome, and melancholy, he sought in solitude everything he could not find in the company of other men: serenity, sincerity, and purity. Wandering on his trusty steed, he arrived one day at the dark forest. Being adventurous, he decided to explore it. He made his way through slowly and with a struggle, for the trees and bushes grew in a thick tangle. A few hours later, now losing heart, he was about to turn his horse and go back when he thought he could see something through the trees. He pushed back the branches. Wonder of wonders, there in front of him stood a castle with high towers. The young man stood stock still in amazement. I wonder who this castle belongs to, he thought. The young prince rode on towards the castle. The drawbridge was down, and, holding his horse by the reins, he crossed over it. Immediately he saw the inhabitants draped all over the steps, the halls, and courtyards, and said to himself, "Good heavens, they're dead!" But, in a moment, he realized that they were not dead, but sound asleep. "Wake up! Wake up!" he shouted. But nobody moved. Still thoroughly astonished, he went into the castle and again discovered more people lying fast asleep on the floor. Then, as though led by a hand in the complete silence, the prince finally reached the room where the beautiful princess lay fast asleep. For a long time he stood gazing at her face, so full of serenity, so peaceful, lovely, and pure, and he felt spring to his heart that love he had always been searching for and never found. Overcome by emotion, he went close, lifted the girl's little white hand, and gently kissed it. And at that kiss, the princess quickly opened her eyes, and awakening from her long, long sleep, seeing the prince beside her, murmured, "Oh, you have come at last. I was waiting for you in my dream. I've waited so long." Just then, the spell was broken. The princess rose to her feet, held out her hand to the prince, and at that exact moment, the whole castle woke up too. Everybody rose to their feet, and they all stared round in amazement, wondering what had happened. When they finally realized, they rushed to the princess and discovered her more beautiful and happier than ever. A few days later, the castle, that only a short time before had lain in silence, now rang with the sound of singing, music, and happy laughter at the great party given in honor of the prince and princess who were about to be wed. They did indeed get married, and as they always do in fairy tales, lived happily ever after.